2 months. Two long, cold months. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning. It's been about 2 months since our own Jose Bolaños ended his relationship with his girlfriend. And afterwards, Jose did all the normal things that people do after a bad breakup. Mm-hmm. He wrote about it in his diary. He ordered tons of grilled cheese sandwiches from Postmates and then dipped them into ice cream. And he's been hitting the gym harder than ever. Slim Jim.
Oh, there we go. Okay, yeah.
Pick up a couple extra ones on your way into work every morning, I've noticed.
J-I-M. Yep. I see.
My point is, it's not easy getting back in the game, but now that Jose has had some time to recover, it's time to check in and see where he's at with his dating life. Jose, what have the last couple months been like since you've been single?
I don't know. They've been interesting. I've been getting a lot of messages from listeners and just random
girls. Dude, you're getting hit up by listeners nonstop because we got fans of the show. I don't know if you guys know this or not. And all those fans like sort of want me. They do want me all the way, actually.
Is that what it's like? Kind of, but not in that kind of way.
To your credit, I think it feels good when other people are interested in you after a bad breakup.
No, it actually helped a lot. A lot of listeners were like, oh man, I'm here for you and da-da-da. And then some were just blatantly like, if you need someone else, hit me up. There's some married chicks that hit me up.
What?
Asked me to go to coffee. I'm like,
They're risking their marriage for you?
That's what I was saying. I'm okay, but thank you.
I also don't believe you one bit on the I'm okay, but thank you. But anyway, okay, so you've been getting hit up by people and have you gone out with a chosen few yet? Married?
Literally chosen few. I've hung out with a couple ladies.
Okay.
Any interests?
Anybody that you're focusing on more than the others?
Well, kind of, not really. I mean, there was one that I was hanging out with, right? She's a barista.
Mm-hmm. Oh, surprise.
A real barista or a bikini barista?
A barista.
Okay.
And we had an interesting night.
It's good to see that you're going a different route, though. You know that now that your relationship's over, you're dating baristas again. That's good.
So we're hanging out and I asked her, do you want me to order us food? She says, no, I'm not hungry yet, but I want to take a couple more shots before we eat. I say, cool. So then fast forward, she uses the restroom. She comes out of the bathroom and says, okay, I've peed twice now, so we definitely need to eat something because my stomach is empty.
What?
And I go, what? And she's like, yeah, my stomach's empty. I keep going to the bathroom.
What?
I'm like, you know that there's not pee in your stomach. Right? Like, that's not how it works.
You said that.
I said that. And she goes, I'm like, because it goes to your bladder. And she's like, yeah, but my bladder is, like, right on my stomach. So when it's empty, it, like, pushes against it, and I can feel like I'm hungry now.
Right. And that's when you said, let's just shut up and go to the bedroom, because this is really a waste of time for both of us now.
I could almost
back her on that one.
I mean,
it does make a little more room. I mean, a tad more room. Not enough to be hungry, but
I'm still not convinced she knows what a bladder is, though.
Okay.
I think she was playing it off.
I think so. I know that, and your bladder is in your stomach. You're so stupid.
Exactly. So that's when I'm like, okay, I do need to start hanging out with girls if I'm going to hang out with anyone that has, like, more culture, maybe, a little smarter. Not too smart, though. I don't want too smart.
No.
Why don't you want too smart?
You just want them to know you have a bladder.
Don't worry. Too smart. I don't think too smart is ever going to pick you, love.
There you go.
I think you are charming.
So then I meet...
All I want is a girl that knows that pee doesn't come from her stomach. That's all I want in a lady.
Yeah, not directly.
Yeah.
From the stomach.
Okay, so.
So I meet this other girl on Instagram. And she's same thing. She hits me up. She says hi. We've liked each other on a bunch of stuff before.
And in her bio, it says pee comes from the bladder. And you're like, dude, this is the girl for me. Okay. So you met her on Instagram.
And she is from London. She's from England, across the pond.
Okay.
Right? And I was like, ooh, cool, international chick,
Yeah,
right?
Because everyone loves a good accent.
Yes.
Of course.
Yeah. She's a sexy accent. We've talked to each other on the phone a couple times. And she has, like, you know, like 55 or 60,000 Instagram followers.
Okay, so you just wanted to repost something of yours.
No.
Yeah,
so you
basically. Followers. That's a good call, Jubal. So I'm at Hilarious Jose.
Yeah, right? So she's gorgeous. She's great. And she was like, I'm going to come visit you.
Oh, wait, she doesn't live here? She still lives in England?
No, she is in London, England.
No, she's just trying to get people to follow her who also have somewhat of a following.
Well, she has more than I do. I don't know. Maybe it's the blue check mark. I have no idea.
Yeah.
Right? That always helps, okay? So we start talking, and we're, like, calling each other. We're Skyping. We're actually, like, cool, cool, cool chick getting to know each other.
So other than her having a lot of followers on IG and being English, what do you like? Do you like anything else about her?
She has the best sense of humor in her meme game.
Of course, she's English.
Dude, she shows me the dankest memes, dude, that I am in love with. Like, it is the best.
What is She's a dank hilarious. Meme?
I will agree.
It's a funny meme goes viral.
I will agree on that. When somebody sends you a good meme,
and I'm like, you
even if when my dudes send me a good meme, I'm like, dude, I want to make out with you. That was hilarious.
So
thank
memes
you.
Memes are the way to memes. People's heart right now.
Yeah, definitely. A well-placed, well-timed, funny meme.
Okay.
Always.
Thank you for your
support. Sorry, I haven't been in the dating game for a second.
So she's English and funny, and but she lives over there.
Yeah, so she's like, I'm going to come visit you, okay? And so then it comes 2 days before she comes to visit. She's like, I'm scared. I haven't told my parents that I'm coming to see you.
Oh, my God. How old is she?
She's 26.
Okay.
Hey, why does she have to get her parents? Okay, continue.
She just hasn't told, you know, like, you're leaving the country. You just kind of want to tell people, by the way, blah, blah, blah. So the day before she's supposed to come, surprise, my parents aren't letting me come out. I'm like, what do you mean they're not letting you? She's like, my mom is crying. She's freaking out. She's scared. Like, she doesn't want me to leave. Like, da-da-da, all this stuff. She's like, so I'm not going to be able to make it. I'm like, this is sketchy.
Are you sure this girl's real and she's not trying to get some sort of, like, citizenship thing?
And that's what I thought, but I
but like, she's from England. Like, you don't, okay.
They do math differently over there. Maybe she's 16 and not 26.
Yeah.
The metric system.
Yeah, it's metric.
It's like dog years or something.
So, but she also, the day that she was supposed to come, she sends me the text that the airline sends you, like, please tell us how your flight was. And her, it said, how was your flight from London? Get, you know, rate us and da-da-da. And so I'm like, and she shows me the boarding pass. And she's like, now they're just rubbing it in. And I'm
right.
like, wow, you really had a boarding pass.
Or you're really good at Photoshop.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't think of that.
So anyway, where do you go from here? So she didn't come here, and then now what?
Well, the plan is we keep talking and everything keeps going well. If I can get some time off the show, I might go see her.
Oh my God, you're moving to London?
But
you're leaving the show and moving to London. That's what I just heard.
You're seriously going to go to London and visit her.
Well,
you've never met her other than Instagram.
But we Skype all the time. Like, it's not like we just text. Like, I see her on video. I know she's real. We talk. We're getting to know each other.
Dude, I hope. Yeah, I think you go. Text in at 78592. Should Jose go to London and visit her?
Why not?
I agree.
I've never been out of the country since I was 10.
The only places you ever go to are your parents' house.
Yeah.
So I say go for it, man.
And when you show up and like a 400-pound dude answers like, hello, you've been speaking with my hologram now for 2 months.
That would also be fun.
Come on in, Jose. I like a good Spanish bloke.
Oh,
text it in 78592. Should Jose go to London to meet this British, I'm just going to say person.
Yeah.
British person.
Come on.